This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab your coffee and join Marlena Curtis right now for Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between with MK Spices here on Access Radio Taranaki.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Nā mai hare mai to Marlena's Kitchen, MK Spice, they're rather nice. I'm your host, of course, Marlena Curtis, and the show is Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between. Now, sometimes you will hear the show and coffee isn't mentioned because we get stuck straight into it. But Lily, yes. Am I saying it correctly? Lily, it's
yes,
a beautiful name. Even
thank
that
you.
Sounds like a song. Is going to talk a little bit about coffee, because obviously you own the...
The Reef Coffee and Sushi Bar in Strandon.
There you go, in Strandon.
Yes.
Ah,
the corner.
There
we
go.
Not lies in Strandon.
Stunning, absolutely stunning. And in our family, we're very much into sushi. Absolutely adore it.
Thank you.
What coffee do you like to drink? What's
I
your
love,
favorite?
I honestly love all the flavor, different kind of coffee, but my favorite one is latte. I just love drink, and I just love to make myself coffee in the morning before go to work. So we actually bought the coffee machine just for us, for staff, for us first. And then now we're like, okay, everyone asks for coffee, we just sell it coffee. But the idea, we just have a sushi and other Vietnamese dish, but coffee just for everyone, for staff, and now we're selling for public. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. But you see how that evolved and how you let the universe direct you.
Yes.
Because coffee is something that brings people together.
Yes.
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 And it's something that you can have that if people, you know, are on a tight budget, for instance, and they really can't afford the food, but they can afford a coffee.
Yes.
They can come in and you know, they can have a coffee, can't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fantastic. And yours is a latte. Do you like syrups with that or?
Yeah, we do different type coffee. Is that what you asking or sorry?
Oh yeah. So do you like? Do you have syrups? Or do you have like caramel?
Oh yeah, syrup.
Vanilla?
Yeah, we have a different caramels, hazelnuts, vanilla. So we have a different type coffee. We can do flat white. We can do everything for everyone. Coconut milk.
I was going to ask you that. I was going to be my next question.
And oatmeal for different. Or soy meal for different demands. People now they have can't have a milk. They can have a different type milk and things. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, I just love making. I just love the smell in the morning before work. You know, just make myself some coffee and it's good for staff because everyone can enjoy the coffee before working. So.
Exactly, and it just gives you that little lift, and also it shows you care.
Yes,
and I think it's really, I can tell when people enjoy where they're working and when they're not happy.
Yeah,
and I will only go to a place where they make me feel happy because I'm not coming in there to spend money and invest in you if you're so miserable. That means something's not quite right here. No, thank you very much.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see baristas, servers, when they're smiling, because it means they're being treated well also.
Yeah, yes. And we have us really lucky. I'm really lucky to have all my team, and they are amazing. I never can't thank enough to them because they just really beautiful souls, they beautiful people, and they really care what they do. So that's, I'm really lucky here.
Oh, so that's fantastic to hear you say that, actually. The other thing I was going to ask you, so why hospitality?
I studied, my main reason to came to New Zealand because I really love Kiwi. You know, they promote New Zealand a pure country, beautiful people, and also Kiwi. I always learn Kiwi no wing. And I said to my mum, I really want to go to New Zealand just see Kiwi no wing. And that's the reason I came to New Zealand, for just see the Kiwi. And I studied Pham School because they have a really good reputation in Vietnam. So I studied hospitality at Pham, and I just want to own business and do what I like. So that's the reason I come to New Zealand and settled down here. But I want to move to Europe or different countries because just more opportunity. But then after this, I just feel New Plymouth in my home. I just feel like I didn't want to go anywhere. Yeah. Yeah, that's the reason. Yeah.
It's beautiful, right? Oh, Maunga is a lot of people may leave, but they come back. That mountain draws you right back in.
Yeah, something about energy, about Nipalamas, it's different from other cities.
It is, isn't it?
I just don't know why I went to Christchurch, lived it there a few years, and I just went back to Nipalamas, and I thought, oh, just going back here for a while and maybe move somewhere else. But I just like, no, I'm not going anywhere now.
I'm like you. I've travelled around New Zealand quite a bit and fell in love with Napier as well, especially their Art Deco. The council, it's a bit like America. When America do anything, so like if it's Halloween, Christmas, all the staff in all the shops, everywhere you go, they're dressed. Yes. They get into the spirit of it. It doesn't matter whether you believe or whatever, because it's a process. And it's so awesome to see. And that's what they do in Napier. Everybody's dressed. People come from all over the world. The same with Americana, beautiful Americana that we have here as well.
Yeah.
So we are very fortunate that we're here. It's a beautiful place, as you say, beautiful people.
Mm. And we have everything here, like beach and surfing and mountain hiking and sea and mountains, just everything you want to have. And we have a lot of local activities and international musician band, everything in Nipalamas. So very much I'm really happy to be here and in Nipalamas.
And it's easy to get around. I mean, there's nowhere else in the world where you can go from the mountain to the sea in 30 minutes.
Yes, yes, yeah, definitely.
It's just not. I mean, I was in America and I was driving for 8 hours. I was still in the same. I was like, we haven't left yet. We're still here. And oh my goodness, I'll be out of New Zealand if I drive for 8 hours.
So a lot of people come here and say, you know what, Nipalamas have a really special energies and something about this.
Reef, you, the business that you have,
yes,
and you do sushi, and obviously you've added coffee to that now, which I think is fantastic.
Yes.
Do you make, obviously you make it fresh every day, did you have to train everyone in a style? Because I noticed that in Brisbane, when I go in, and because I'm very nosy, Virgo, we're very nosy people, and I always observe, and I notice the places that are really busy are the ones that go in first thing in the morning, they've got nothing prepared, and they do everything fresh.
Yes. Yeah.
When I say fresh, it's fresh. I went to the fresh fish shop and I said to the person, I said, well, I had to give them a compliment. I said, because it's not easy to batter fish and it still tastes succulent. And she said, she took the server, got her phone out and showed me the photo. They went fishing caught the snapper that day.
Oh, that's amazing. Nothing can beat with the fresh, honestly. And I'm quite fussy when come to fresh because I grow up in my families when my dad's side is a fisherman, so we have a big boat and everything needs to fresh. And I just like, to me, if I don't like something, I don't put in menu. And if I don't like something not fresh, I don't give it someone else.
Yeah, that's frozen isn't fresh, is it? I'm so sorry. It so, was. Now it isn't.
So everything needs to be fresh prepared or fresh made, because I don't want people pay something and not receive what they pay. And to me, as business is hard work. Everyone, especially small business in these days,
absolutely
everything going off, everything. But if you can just keep going and keep the quality and just care what you're doing, you will survive.
People will pay extra when it's true local and they can see the passion and they don't feel ripped off and they can taste the difference. Because here's the thing, the average person now, including children, all have their perspectives and their taste buds seem to have gone up a lot more than back in the day when it was just cucumber sandwiches with the crust cut off. It's like, it's gone way past that now.
Yes.
So when people come in, you can assume they've had sushi before somewhere else.
Yes.
Yeah. So the experience that you're giving them has to have a niche, has to have something slightly different.
Yeah.
And if it's freshly made, because I can smell, actually.
Yes.
When I was in Japan, my daughter, she's allergic to fish, unfortunately, said, but we would go into restaurants and there's a lot of fish, a lot of fresh fish over there. But I can go into a restaurant and I can smell if it's fresh or not straight away. Yeah. As I get deafer, the heighten of my taste buds and my nose is crazy. And I'd walk in and go, no, not here.
Yeah,
because it's already turning.
Yeah.
And even in London, the fish market, which you think it was going to be fresh, absolutely was not. It stunk to high heaven, and fish shouldn't smell.
Yes, just how they store and how temperatures and everything, yeah.
So, my wonderful producer has just prompted my memory, Olena Williams from Olena Williams Media. That's what we, you know, I have her for, not just that, because she's an amazing young lady as well.
Yeah, she is.
Charities. Now, you give back to this community so much. If you'd like to talk to us a little bit about how your business has enabled you to give back to our communities.
Yes, when I start such a business, I didn't know what's going on, what next. I just have a vision, I just do my best. But when come along, when we still make money and people support us, we thought, well, I want to do something back for community, because to say thank you, that's a simple way to say thank you and give back to community. And Get Be Starlet Hope, a children cancer ward. To me, I just feel children should deserve everything. So one of my charity is Get Be Starlet Hope to give back to New Plymouth Children Cancer. But now they do lots of in all New Zealand, so that's a big charity now. And I'm so lucky to be a part of that. Because Get Be came to the shop and saw me, and we have a chat, and we become friends and families, and now just part of my soul, my who I am, you know. They always support me from beginning, and get to know her and know the charity, a local charity, and they do everything for Taranaki. So we just would like to support them at the main charity, but also Taranaki Gourmand Refuse.
Yes.
Because I chose the dipper, Gourmand dipper in the sea in the winter. So we raise money for Taranaki Gourmand Refuse for just everything little. And Breast Cancer Foundation is one of my favorite charity, because we all go through something somewhere, and I just would like to, just little small shop, but I just would like to say, doesn't matter how big you support or how donation or whatever you do, just little to show the support is
that's
the main thing.
That's
it's not about
feel.
How much you put in, how much money you, just a little support to show everyone care. And that's my main thing.
And that's, yeah. You see, that's the thing right there. And I don't think some people that come to do business in Taranaki, New Plymouth especially, because, you know, Stratford business is different to Horoa, business is different to Whanganui. Everyone in every area, the businesses are run differently. The people have a different attitude, and New Plymouth is no different. New Plymouth, they like to see you giving back. It's very quiet, because of Kiwi mainly, like to see you giving back. If you come here and you do not give back, and you feel that you can take, you're not going to last very long.
No.
And here's the other thing. Unlike myself, because I'm British, so I'm a New Zealander. I will tell you to your face, if I really like your business, I will pull you aside quietly and say this, this, and this. The Kiwis don't do that. They will just tell the 50 million whānau that they have, and your business will start to go down, because they're not going to tell you. It's not their culture to do that.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so proud of you, that because you survived COVID.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, again, people, you know, you need to get out and support true local. COVID did a number on every single business throughout the whole world. And I think it was the first time since we had the wars, First World War, Second World War, where the whole world was shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, that was something I didn't think I would ever see in my lifetime.
Yeah.
The whole world shut down. And New Plymouth, we've bounced back. We're bouncing back. We're not all the way back. So we still need your help.
Yes.
You have been running your business for how long now?
Over 10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
So did you set that up yourself? You didn't? It's not a franchise?
It's with my business partner. We do together. We have three kids together. But we're still working together now. And we stuck together for a long time. But
as I said to my husband, tethered together forever.
But we have been do together since day one. and with three kids, and they only like 2 years old and 3 years old twins boys, and it's a hard work, but we get through a lot of COVID, and now just what's going on in the world, we get through again. So if we get through one, we get through again. So no problem, because we have a support from a lot of community, and everyone just supports us, and yeah, that's really beautiful. I just can't say thank you enough to everyone's support, to us, every single everyone, yeah.
Yeah, so you must be fairly busy most of the time.
Yeah,
it's just like a revolving door, people coming, because they come in, you've got the bars there, they can...
Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Yes, so we do Vietnamese too. I'd like to still keep my culture, do Vietnamese cuisine.
Very
there.
Important.
And sushi, I got Japanese staff there, do some other things, and they are just amazing. I have a few different cultures in my
shop.
Well,
the reason I'm smiling is because I did a Jamaican fusion with Japanese a few years back, and it was with the gyoza, the dumplings.
Yes.
We sold out.
Yeah.
We kept selling out. And it was because of the spices that went in. And the funniest thing is, like, I kept tasting. I went, no, amp it up. I can't. My spice level is quite low compared to most people.
Yes.
But I give them what they want.
Yeah.
And so we've got this. Once you get that taste and that spice right and the collaboration, it must be exciting for you, for the different cultures to come together. And then you're making something new.
Yeah.
That's your niche right there.
Yeah. So we just bring different culture together, like Maria from Chile and Clint from Australia and me from Vietnam. And we have a few Japanese, and we have Tarongas and every, and some from Kiwis. So we work together really well, and it's amazing. Everyone just have a fun, you know. They really hard working people, and they so caring. That's the main things. And if customer come in, they will come straight away. And if I'm not there, I say, wow, just everything just perfect, because I know they are really busy and they still do really well. And they say, well, when you are not there, Lily, we work harder. We're not talking, because I'm not talking there. No more someone talking, you know. So I say, when Lily not there, they work really hard, because nobody talking. Because I always talking so many things in there.
Surprise.
Yes. But thank you. Yeah.
The thing is that a business, and I know a lot of business owners make this mistake, they don't have the right people in the right positions, and the businesses will fail. You walk away and your staff behave as if you're still there.
Well,
even
amazing.
More so, because you don't, there's no talking. So, and that is amazing, yeah? Because a lot of people, when they leave their business, I've experienced it myself, where you see people and you're thinking, I think to myself, yeah, if the owner was here, you wouldn't be behaving like that.
Yeah.
That's a sad thing.
Yeah.
And when I see people behaving amazingly, I tell the owners, you know what? When you're not here, they're working even harder.
Yeah, they do. They do. They tell me, just take time off. You don't need to rush back to work. Because sometimes I'm just get not well or feeling down. And they said, just have a rest at home, and we'll look
take
after.
Care of you.
Yeah, so they just always test me, just stay at home, you know.
Oh.
So that's really caring. That's really nice. And
that
I'm really lucky.
Absolutely amazing. What are your best-selling dishes? Some of your best-selling dishes?
We're very funny. Some customers just go for chicken, crispy chicken wrap, then something we never think we bought in the menu, because we go to the big food shows, and we say, people say, just take the wrap to put in the salad and chicken. And I thought, we're not doing it, because we are sushi shop, you know. But then end up the crispy chicken wrap is the best seller, because everyone just so busy the day, they just want to eat and go,
and it's very easy to take to work.
Yeah.
And also, you've got to be mindful if it's fish, if they're taking it back to work, and their hands, and like you say, if they're driving.
Yeah.
What I love about you, actually, is that you're like a chameleon, you adapt. Because a lot of people would have gone, oh no, I'm not doing that, it's not my thing. But look what happened. You went, let me go up to the show. Yeah. You saw what was happening, you go, let's see.
Yes, just give a go, because it's not about what we like.
That's a genius move right there. I've got to tell you that. You're a great businesswoman.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And your business partner, I don't know who that is, but who?
Clinton King. Hey, my ex-husband.
You're great too.
we work together really well. And it's funny, we just work together really well. We have a tricus and we, you know.
The three children, I've heard you say that about four times now. And I have to say, because I say this to everybody, Olena knows, thank you for raising our next generation, because that is the hardest job of all.
Yeah, yeah. They're so amazing. Thank you for They're that. Just really good because we have to work really hard at the shop and they have to be independent. And sometimes they just have to cook themselves lunch and dinner. And I say, well, you can have a 2 minute noodle in the pantry there. So that's a. They have to learn themselves. They have to be independent.
But you
really
know
young.
What you're doing? Mm. They are watching you and they absorb you. We think that our children don't take notice, but they take note of everything. My eldest daughter, my other daughter, my son, they all wrote letters back to us and they said, thank you for showing us how to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're watching you. Yeah. So you're just an amazing, inspirational person, and you're the pivotal, because parents are pivotal. They're the first person that they see, yeah, doing good things.
Yeah.
So what you're doing with the charities, you're working, and then this crescendo, the music. Oh, your children must be dancing around the house all the time.
The house is always noisy with a lot of music. So
we just got to, we're laughing because my producer's just tapping her wrist like I'm back in the UK again. So you see, when you come on to Let's Talk Coffee and everything in between, it really is like sitting on the sofa and on the couch, and we just get so into it that we don't even notice the time. So I want to thank you.
Yes.
Please just plug your business again before we say kakatiana.
Yes, we are from the Reef Coffee and Sushi Bar in Strandon, in the corner of Knob Lies and Devon Street East. And come to see us if you would like me to make something special for you. No problem, just ask our staff.
There you go. You heard it there. So matawa, everyone. Sit down, relax, have coffee and sushi today. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.